is Mani Nisim. So I hope the Olam will be able to hear me. Don't have a voice. Last week, we learned the Gevaltig Inyan of Mishkan. Mishkan Meshuchanti Besoicha. Mishkan came to teach us that the Shechina is Lemaisa Shoyre Beneinu. V'inayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Maisa Yodeinu Koinenu Aleinu, the Eibishter should be Mekayim, our Maisa Yodayim, Tosu Talion Hashem. And Bechina Mikdosh Hashem Koinenu Yodecha. The Gemara says, Koinenu Yodecha is Maisa Tzadikim. More in Ksuvis, Maisa Yodecha is Maisa Tzadikim, Maisa Tzadikim. Because the Maisa Tzadikim be'etzim atoli on Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and them is battled completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa Yodeinu Koine Na'aleinu, Umasa Yodeinu Koine Nehu, we should build our Maisa Yodayim, we should be able to do something which brings the Shechina down here. When we saw the Chinuch, says, not the Pshat Mishkan, it's a Zecher, that there is a Bairi Olam. No. Vosuli Mikdash Veshachanti Besoicham. Und Be'etzim Chazal Zogun Besoicham Besoich Leiv Kol Echot Ve'echot. And that's the Yisod, is the Chinuch of all mitzvahs. To connect with Shechina Lemaisa. We mold the Shechina into our hearts to connect ourselves with the Bari Olam Lemaisa. So just an intellectual idea. Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a keshe with the Bari Olam. Our seichels of the Chinuch should connect with the seichel Elyon. Something real. The Bacher, a Mavakish, was thinking, thought through what we're talking about. Ashrei Chelkoi came to ask me, interesante Shaila. What's nischadish in the Mishkan? Arei, b'loi cholaretz kvaidoi. Eibishtas here kaseida. And everything that happens is kaseida from the Bari Olam. So what's nischadish, this whole idea? What do we mean? What's special about mitzvahs that brings the Shechina here? Our Torah, our Tefillah, our mitzvahs, a Mishkan, what's nischadish from all this? What's special? What's happening here? The Maisa, the Dover Godel Ma'oid, Yisoid Otsum here. It's a Yisoid which be'etzim b'yomim ha'ele ha'chodesh hazeh she'nefach b'yomim ha'ele she'nefchu yimei ha'purim is the yisod of Purim. Purim ki'yodua wasn't nikva on the day when the Ikar Nes l'chora happened. The Ikar Nes Lechoira was on Yud Gimel. In Shushan Efsh also Yud Dalet, when they were misgaber on the Oivim. And not one goy stood against them. even though they had Be'etzim Rishus from the Melech to kill the Hashmid, Laragula Abed, as Kol HaYehudim, because the Melech was never Machzir, the Igris of Haman. That was Nichta B'Shem HaMelech, but Nechtam B'Shem HaMelech. And Ochanami, the second Igris of Mordechai, gave Rishus to the Yin, the Koil, the Lamud and Avshom. Say, so there'd be a war. Oh, but their first Igris would have been Koim Haimed. The Pele is, and not one Goy, Lo Omad Lifneim. They didn't stand, didn't try, not one Goy lifted a finger. And actually, even a bigger Pele, is the Sorim who had both letters were not Moitzi the first letter, not Mefasim the first letter. I'm sure they opened both letters. Kinofam Pachal Mordechai Aleim. In the Chorah, that was the day, the biggest day of the Nes. Every Yom Tov we have is on the day when the Nes took place. But the Yom Tov of Purim is not on that day. The Yom Tov of Purim is on the day Asher Nochu Me'oivim, the next day. The process Yudalad and Mukofin and Tesvav. It Kama Biurim, why that is. Kama Biurim. We have to be misbunning what's happening here. For Oid Yosef, the Shem Purim is Al Shem Apur. Why do we call the Yom Tov Al Shem the Pur, beside Al Shem the Goyrol? Why is Al Shem the Goyrol? The Goyrol Echaira was a prat in the whole story. And even though it's an important prat, but why do we call it Al Shem the Pur, which the Megillah has to translate for us and tell us the word Pur is not Lashon HaKodesh. But Pur is Pashtus, Parsi word. Hu HaGoyrom. And we dafka call in on Shem HaPur, Purim. What's the Be'ad for him? There's an interesting halacha in Kriyas HaMegillah. Maisa, there aren't that many halachas in Kriyas HaMegillah, not many hakpodas. Oh, but there's one hakpoda which everybody tries to be noyik. It's interesting to halacha. The Gemara in Tesai, you know, at base. So, Aseris Bnei Haman, Omer of Adad Domin Yafu. Aseris bnei Haman va'aseris tzorich leminrinu minashima achas. The Aseris bnei Haman, the names of Aseris bnei Haman and the word Aseris, you have to say it minashima achas. Some people are mahadir and say the whole Megillah minashima achas. Oh, but no, it's only this, you have to say minashima achas. My timer. Why? Kulu bahadi adoni nafka nishmasayu. The neshamas yotze the same second. All of these 10 bnei Haman, the neshamas yotze with the same second. The Pele. We think about it. They hung 10 people. Each time you hang someone, so he's going to die. He doesn't say they hanged them at 1 second. You know, 10 different executors all pulled the rope at the same second. They hanged them one after the other. But Yotzen Ishmasam, In 1 second. Or maybe Yochanan. Another halach which people know. The Vav device also. So the Mimtcha is a kifa. Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's how you say it, vice also, and whether when you write it in the Megillah, you put the Rosh Avov Lamalo. You have to pull it up, Biskifa, Kimrodaya Delibris, like an eighth, and a rudder, really, of a boat which they had in this river, which has a lot of avonim, and you had to steer the boat straight. So the vav has to be straight. My time, why do you have to do that? Kulu bechad skifa is the kifu. They were all hung one under the other. Right, straight. It was my nafkemina, exactly how they hanged them. So the Gemara Vayter, Kol Hashirus Kulon Nichtovus Ariach Al Gabi Levena Levena Gabi Ariach. Every shear in the Torah, in Tanakh, we write longer lines and half lines, and we interlock them like this. Yodua, how the Shir HaSayam is written. Chutz mishir zu umalchei knan, she'ariach al gabi ariach, ulevena al gabi levena. But this shir, and the shir is knan, interessant, as Gemara has mentioned, hazinu also is written in two separate columns. My timer, shloiteit kumen amapalosu. Shouldn't be a kiyum. Ainu, when you build a wall, you build ariach al gabi levena. You have smaller bricks and larger bricks, and you make sure each shura, the way they connect the bricks from the lower, the connection between the two bricks and the lower shura, is not directly under the connection on the next shura, and then the whole wall will fall down. You make sure that it's interlocked. Then the next one, the second shura, the connection is in the middle of the brick of the bottom shura. That way, it all interlocks and it stays up. This shira le'aman has to be written in a way shaloi tkuma ariach al gabi ariach levena al gabi levena. It's interesting. Why is it bichala shira? We call it a shira. 10 names of Haman's kids were killed. It was Sashira. Mabio Advarim. We see the Gemara is telling us, number one, be Metzias, Yotzon Ishmason Ge'echad, Tzad the Neshama. They all hung one under the other, Mitzad the Guf. And mitzad, the way we write it in the Megillah, has to be in such a way, it's a shira, ariach al gabi, ariach levein al gabi levein. What's the pshat? It's a modna zach. Zog the maral in Or Chodosh. Here is this gale. The whole Yesod of Purim. The Yesod of Purim is Mechias Amalek. But Amalek, Kozman Amalek is in the world, we're told, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Ein Akisei Shalem, Ve Ein Hashem Shalem. Kozman Amalek is in the world, there's not a proper gilui of Hashem Yisbarach in the world or the Malchus Hashem in the world. Malchus is achas. There can only be one melech. Ein shnei melochim mishtamshim bekese echot. Voya Hashem le melech al kol oretz. When it'll be nisgale that Hashem is the melech al kol oretz. Bayoim ahu ye Hashem echot ushmoy echot. Be nisgale, the whole bria is Hashem Yisparach's malchus. The whole bria is echot. There's no koyach which is yoytze from Hashem Yisparach. Agilui, what we say, Mashivu Yisalovechu ki Hashem hu Elokim. The Eibishter is the Baal HaKoyches kulam. Hashem hu Elokim. Ein oid melevado. There's nothing else. Kol zman Amalek is in this world. That Gilui is not misguided properly. When we finish Psukhi de Zimra with the Shira Sayam, and it finishes Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void. And we koifel that Pasuk. Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void. Tzorchian. How's it mutter to be koifel at Pasuk? Person who says Moidim, Moidim, is Boidki Machrov, maybe he's a min. They're two koichas. Chas Vashon. Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void. It's two bechinas. We explain immediately what we mean. But there's the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. That's the metzias. And that's always true. Oh, but the gilui that Hashem's running the world. Kol zman HaMolech's in the world. There isn't that gilui. So miyad we say, Ki l'Hashem ha-melucha u'moshel magoyim. Melucha is the gilui of Malchus. Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void mitzad the metzias of Malchus, the Eibish as Moilech. Ki l'Hashem ha-melucha is the gilui of Malchus. That's what's going to be. When's that going to be? V'olam v'shim ha-ratzion lishpoit es har-esov v'oysol l'Hashem ha-melucha. When the Osid be an end of Malchus, of Esav, Esav, the Iker Koach of Esav is Amalek. And then, Voy Hashem Lemelech al Kol Oretz. What we just said, Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void. Bayom Ahuye Hashem Echot, Ushmoy Echot. It'll be Nikar in the whole world, Shmoy Echot. The Yesod of Amalek. What Amalek's Shita is all about. It's the Goyim, amongst whom we lived, and who are still Mashpia, Malchus Edoim, taking over the whole world, more or less, their culture. They believe maybe there's a God, some of them, but he's up there. He's not down here. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Amalek is gematria Rom. When Amalek came to Klal Yisrael, by zani v'chol kol anechesh sholim acharecha, so Rashi, they were choytech the milas, and they threw them klapei shmaya, and they said, tule shaloch, take yours. Why can't they be so evil, having bris mila here? Bris mila is an ois of kedusha. It's more, it's an ois of Oyis Elohim Lelukim. That's the ois of Bris Mila. Amalek can't be so evil that. Not here, not in this world. Only in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. That's their prayer in the Anglo church. Our Father who art in heaven, please stay in heaven and don't interfere with my life. That's Be'etzim, my Pirush. When I'll bring out the Pirush on their Seydah Tvilis. Chas v'sholim. You have all sorts of things which indicate fakert. What do they say? No. Amalek is gematria sophic. Yeah, it's not raya. I hear and I hear. If I had time, I'd read to you the letter that Haman sent out to the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam, explaining why we should be Mekayim Lashmi L'Argul Abed. He goes through the history of Klal Yisrael, and every time he talks about the Nisim in Mitzrayim, he talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim, he talks about the Nisim, says they had a Moshe Rabbeinu, no, a Moshe, this terrible man who had a matter, and he waved his matter, and he made all these things happen. Veini yodea eich. And then poor Paro just came to get his money back. They stole their money. He came to Yamsuf, and this Moshe waved his matter, and he split the yam, and he drowned them. Veini yodea eich. And every time he talks about something, which is l'chayra giluim of Hashem in the book, eini yodea eich. Sofik. Know how many times a person tries to be makariv a friar, and you tell him ahin, you tell him aher, raya's bruras, mitzias Hashem. No. It's not poshut. Efshiva ulai. One bocher once said to me years ago, Nebuch, I didn't realize he bets him needed a therapist, he didn't need a mashgiach. He said, how do we know that Maimon Har Sinai wasn't staged by Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, they can do it in L.A. today on the movies. I said, well, I don't think they had electricity in those days, and I don't think they had any electricity anyway in the Midbar, even if they did have electricity. And to stage such a thing with thunder and lightning and a Kol Hashem, you need a lot of equipment to do such a thing, right? A lot of loudspeakers hidden in the mountains suddenly should boom out the Kol Hashem, v'chule, and the Kol Shofar from all different sides. You need loudspeakers all over the place so that it should come out. You know. So I don't think they had any of that. He's, oh, how do you know? Come on. Elamai, that's Amalek. So fake. You sure? Zot, the Messiah, Doira Chadar, G'doyle Toira. Are you sure? How do you know that in the olden days, okay, maybe Maimonides didn't make it up, and maybe Maimonides couldn't be fooled, but maybe 1,000 years before, who knows, who this, who that. So Abayeva Rava was stupid. Who actually was stupid? Yeshaya Novi was stupid. Who said there was a Yeshaya Novi? Who said there was a David HaMelech? That's Amalek, Safek. I want to know when you take go to a doctor, Rachman Litzlan, and he tells you to take certain medicine. Is that asking? You sure? How do you know? You sure they would boidek this medicine properly? A chemist who worked for Teva, the big company that makes medications here. So I asked him, what do you actually do? He said, we have to check on every single stage that any medication is made that is completely healthy and couldn't be poisonous. I said, yeah, well, every medication. He said, yeah. He says, even a Tylenol. If they make one mistake in producing a Tylenol, it could be Samamovis. No, when a person takes Tylenol, did you go and boidek? Who was the chemist who checked this? We're making sure that it's not the Samamovis. That That's a Malik, Sofek. And Goldsman, how does a Malik deal with all the things which are Choyra Rayas? Asher Korcho Baderech, Mikre. Stop happened. Stop. How is there Makas Bechor? How is there Makas Dam? Do the Kofrim want to say, stop. They used to throw their soldiers into the Yar. No, that makes a Makas Dam. For 7 days, the flowing river is with Dam. Meshuga. Mimela, the frogs left the river. And that's how they went into the ovens and they went into the stomachs. Mimela, you have a lot of frogs, you get kinim. In the Mahalach stops there. How do you get Oroiv? No. Sofik, any idea, that's what Homan will say. Any idea. Oh, it's not Raya. Once some friar said to me, put them in a corner of the logical raya that there's a Bari Olam. It's not a raya. I said, of course it's a raya. He said, no. We're working on it. We're working on the thing, the answer. Lav Davka means there's a God. We're working on it to find out. Kolzman, Amalek goes with Mikre. Mikre, 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 Mikre. Teva, Ein Hashem Shalim, Vein Akisei Shalim. Kilu, Teva is a Melech. Mikre is a Melech. Things happen stamkach. I don't know. That's life. How many often do you hear that type of thing? I don't know why that happened. That's life. That's life. And my shadow said, where does life come from? That's life. But that's Amalek. And Kolzman, that culture is here. Ein Hashem Shalim. The God says, the Gilui of Hashem in the parish of Purim was only after all the events took place. There was a shtickle Gilui on Yud Gimel, Avada, but the Ika Gilui only took place on Yud Dalet. Why? Because how did they see Hashem? It was all Mikra. Everything that happens in the Megillah is all disguised. It's all Teva. It's all Mikra. Mikra, Mikra, Mikra. So the Gaon in his Moshel, in the beginning of the Megillah, says, Moshel to a Melech who had a son who he loved very much, and the Sorim were Soine Oisoi, and the Yomim, the son was Choyte against the Melech, and the Melech exiled him to the Yar. When the Melech was scared of two things, the nature of the Yar, the wild animals in the Yar, and now maybe the Sorim, who were Mekane of the sun, would damage the sun. So he was Metzave his Avodim, so, Avodim and Emonim, the Melech was Metzave the Avodim, to be Shoimer his son. But he told them they must never be Megale, they came from the Melech. The whole vote. It's an Och HaNekuda in the thing which spoke about in some of the Vadim. Because the Melech wants to be the son to come it himself in his Orev B'tshuva. Al Kolponim, he wouldn't be, they mustn't be Megale. And one time, one of the Sorim sees the opportunity and thinks he can kill the prince. Now he's in the forest. He's fallen into disfavor. Suddenly out of the blue comes one of the Avdei HaMelech and saves the prince. The prince says to him, what are you doing here? He says, oh no, it was just I just happened to be riding along and I saw this dastardly fellow who wanted to damage your majesty. So I did away with him, sir. Have a good day. And he rides off into the yonder and he disappears. And then suddenly a bear comes and tries to attack the prince, and another evit comes out from behind a bush and shoots him. And the prince says, what are you doing here? I was out hunting and I saw this bear and I thought, what an opportunity to get rid of this dastardly bear. And your majesty, I succeeded. A good day. And he runs off. You know, Mamish, the prince sits down and he says, how can that be? Every minute, every time there's a sakana, one of these fellows comes out of the thing. Zokta says, though the Roshan are gone, Eich yitochin, mikrim kol kach tchufim. How can there be mikrim? Everything's a mikre. Oh, but when you see so many coincidences go one after the other, that is claw, it's from my father. How did Klal Yisrael come to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is being poiled here completely? On Yud Dalet, when they sat down and they were able to be misbeinen on all the events that happened over all the years, 13 years, the Megillah spread over 13 years. And each thing just sounds like a mikre. And that's how Amalek deals with everything. Amalek is Asher Korcha, Mr. Mikre. But when we saw, there's no mikre. Mikre is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Poel. We saw a Gilui different than any other Gilui we've had. On Chanukah, we realize Hashem Yisbarach is Shoilit on the Teva. Yeah. Why? Because he can make oil burn much longer than B'derech HaTeva it can burn. But the Ikan HaKudim Purim, isn't the Mala Min HaTeva? Isn't that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoilit on HaTeva? Hashem is Teva. Hashem hu Elokim, hu Elokim nisgmatria teva. Hashem is teva. It's all echot. The whole world is the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech. And there's ain't shnei melochim mishtamshim bekese echot. Hateva is not a melech, a separate melech. Aber kol zman Amalek is the world who's selling us this idea that things are coincidences and things that stam happen. And this one decided, and that one decided. This one makes a milchama, and that one decides to be oimed kenegdai and v'chule v'chule. Kol zman Amalek's in this world, ein Hashem shalem. It's not nizgale. Oy Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Not nizgale. And on Purim it was nizgale. On Purim, the whole story of Purim from beginning to end is V'na'afachu. V'na'afach isn't just that on Yud Gimel they were sholeit on their soinim. The Na'afach goes right from the very beginning of the Megillah. The V'na'afach is lo yumen, the V'na'afach. The etzim idea that this Achashverosh had to make his kisei like the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. And the only place he could make it was in Shushan. So that's what brought the whole Malchus to Shushan. No. Mishugin HaMelech. This crazy COVID idea. So Ben Ikre came to Shushan. So they're going, Ish Yehudi Hoyo Mishushan. If it wouldn't have been in Shushan, the Pashtus is, would they have discovered Esther? Would they ever have discovered Esther? But since it was in Shushan, the Malchus and the Pekidim, And then people knew about Esther. So that's how they make out of Esther. And they made this mishteh, the Medrash says, the Haman wanted to make the mishteh to be machti the yin. What happened to that mishteh? Because of that mishteh, Vashti was executed. Punk vakert. He was trying to be machti the yin, and taka, it was a chet. They were nechta. They were choyte. But that chet, brought the whole parasha of the old problem which we have, shishtachavu latzelem, that chet that needs kapara, and that brought the tikkun into this dar. And Vashti, when she should have been killed, it was Haman's amendment. Yesei dvar malchus milefonov. That's what made her be killed. And that whole Yetzei Dvar Malchus Milafonov, the king could be done himself, was Hoifech Alav. And that's how the king was able to say, Tluhu Alav, by Haman, from his own amendment. Nepele, Esther, she was a Magedes, where she came from. So when Haman made his gzeira, he made it on all the yidden. Had he known she was Jewish, he would have circumvented her. Still had sinner for the arm, he would have taken that into account. Haman is Amalek who takes everything into account, except for Lo Yirei Elokim. But because of that, she could tell the Melech, Nimkarti, Ani. Melech didn't care about the yin, punk faket, he knew exactly what it was about. Gemara says, the Baal HaTeil and the Baal HaChoritz, Achashverosh is a bigger soini than Haman. He just didn't want to do it himself. So he had Haman to make the gzeira. Oh, but not on Esther. When the big summer teresh, no, the mikre. He's all night, and they never have to stay up the whole night. They decide to get rid of him. The mikre, Mordechai happened to be there. The mikre, Mordechai understood their language. They thought nobody understood. It's a limud otzum, Rabbi Yisai. Don't think when you're on a bus or in a taxi, and you're speaking in English, and nobody can understand. You never know who's listening to what you're saying. Learn from Big Son of Teresh. Al Koponim. Bemikre. Mordechai discovered the plot. Bemikre. And Bemikre was put in the Sefer HaYomim. And this mensch, this melech, whose whole yisod was keep everybody happy, lasses kirtzon vish veish, forgot to give Mordechai a schar. B'mikre. That's all. And b'mikre, he decided to award Haman. And he made him so rich that when the melech asked afterwards, Mayas, Malasus, Yakar, Lisha Shah Melech Chavitz Mikorai, and he didn't say the word Gedula. Gedula is money. B'mikre, the word Gedula didn't come out of his mouth. B'mikre, and he just said, what covered should I do for somebody? So the Haman was told, it must be me. Who else could it be that the Melech doesn't want to give money? I have so much money. The Meiser, true, Yeshlo Mani wrote some Asayim, but Al Koponim his cheshbon was, it must be somebody who the Melech only wants to give covered and not money. B'mikre, the Melech didn't say the word Gedula. B'mikre, all the Gedula of Mordechai, of Haman. And then, V'chol Avdei HaMelech Asher B'Shar HaMelech Koyrim U'Mishtachavim. They treated him like Avodah Zarah. B'mikre. And the Melech wasn't Mitzav Avodah Zarah. Melech was Mitzav Nishtach Avodah Zarah. But they all treated him like Avodah Zarah. And that was why Mordechai didn't bow down to him. Mordechai, Hayuhudi, Hamitaken of the Chet, Sheishtachvu Latzelem, that it looked like Avodah Zarah. He's not going to do something which looks like Avodah Zarah. Hayuhudi, Kolakov of Avodah Zarah, Nikra Yehudi. And that was Gurim the whole Gezerah. And that Gezerah is Givaldic. Because that was what was Machsia as Bitshuva. Oh, but Mikra, right? Everything's Mikrim, Mikrim. This Amaleki, who made all his cheshbonos and didn't want to tell the Melech exactly Mefurish which nation he was talking about, so only said La'abdom. He didn't say La'ashmin La'arg. The Melech understood Bala tail was to get rid of the tail. Afterwards, Esther could say, he tricked you. His whole Mahalach, this Amalekish Mahalach, B'mikre, was B'nafach. And the idea to make a Goyro. No, that's Amalekish Azach. When does the Goyro, when does fate, when do the Mazolos dictate that I'll be Matzliach? What happened? He did it miyoyim leyoyim u'michoydish lechoydish. That's lechoyra convoluted. First you do the choydish, and then which day of the choydish is the ultimate. Every date of every choydish is the same. So the Malbim, he made this on Yud Gimel Nisan. That's when he made the goyro. He wanted to do it as soon as possible. That was his plan, but he wanted to know which day. Amaleki, Choshesh, for everything. So let's try Yudalad. No, Yudalad was no good. Tesvav, also no good. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Every day is no good. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Some months have 30. Every day is no good. No, okay. Must be one of the earlier days. I have to push it off till Iyar. First, the second, the third. Till the 12th is also no good. Mimela comes out the 13th is the good, is the best day. But which month now? So now let's make the months. So he can't be Nisan. The 13th of Nisan is where is the date he's doing this. 13th of Iyar, no, it's no good. Seven Tammuz V'chulei goes through till it comes to the last month, Mimela, 13th of Adar. Oh. So the Malbim, who's being Mesabev this Goyro? The Rebbeinu Shalom. Any day, which day is good? No day is good. In the end, says the Malbim, it came by default. Yud, Gimel, Adar, by default. And he pushed it off as long as is possible during this Goyro. Is the Goyro real? Al Pi Torah, we have a Musig of Goyro. By Soil Azazel, we make a Goyro. And the Mefarshim tell us, what's the pshat in the Goyro? Why do we make a Goyro? We have two Sotirs. And one we're going to send to Azazel, which is the Sotin. Ke'ilu, it looks like a carbon to the Satan. Chalila, we should give a carbon to the Satan. So we make a Goyro. Be'etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being Machria. The Goyro is from Min HaShomayim. And when they were Mechalik Eretz Yisrael, it was also Al Pi Goyro. That Goyro spoke. It was Min HaShomayim. There are Goyrolis which are Min HaShomayim. This Goyro, he thought he's operating Milchus Goyro, Milchus Mazolus, Milchus Kishuf, whatever Mahalach he was using. Oel Amaisa, the Eibishter, was being piled here. Hapur hu ha-Goyro. Pur is Gematria 11 times Shem Avaya. Maral says 11 is a simen. That this world is full of Hashem. There's 10 bechinas of Kedusha in this world. That's the Tachtoinim and the Elyoinim. One more. The Eibush is being piled everything. Meloich alaritz kvaidai. That's the poor. But the Maisa, they were Purim. It was two Gairanos. There was the Kavana of Haman. He thought he was doing one thing. And the Eibush was playing the demons. So we call it Purim. Etzem, what's going on over here? A Gairan. Yeah. Haman, Bakasha, Teva, Kishuv. Maises ain't oid milavadoi. The Eibush is putting it off. Why did he put it off? He was so happy, now he's found the right date. But in that time, there was enough time for Yidden to do tshuva, number one. And number two, because the rest of his al-chashoshes, he was Mr. Al-Malaiki. When he wrote his Pashegen, that settled, which hung everywhere, didn't say Yidden, didn't say what, he was scared. Maybe somebody will go to the Sarim and change everything, Cholila. So he made a Cheshbon. he won't say what it is. And the letters, the Hashminaga, they were supposed to be secret. Oh, but because of that, v'nafachu, Mordechai could be Magia, Leos, Hayuhudim, Asidim, Linoke, Mei Oiveim. You can't change any Gzera from the Melech. It's something which Nichtav Hashem HaMelech, Nichtav Hashem HaMelech can't be changed. He didn't change. He was Magia. Because Haman left the possibility. The Chashoshes of Haman. All of it's V'nafach. So for months throughout the world, there's a tzetel signed by the king that on Yud, Gimel, Adar, the Yidden can be Noikem, Me'oiveim. Nafal Pachad HaYehudim Aleim. Bidyuk when Amalek comes to destroy, right from the very beginning, from Kriyas Yam Suf, there was such a Pachad in the world, and Amalek wanted to take that Pachad away. Asher Korcho, Moshe Lambatia Rosachas, Bo Echod Blial, an idiot jumps into this boiling mikveh. Kva Korola Acherim. So if he can jump in, I got burnt. So the next guy can also show that he's also can do such a stupid thing. Yeah, but we live in a world today where people do stupid things the whole time, and they're mafasim on their Twitters and their Twitter, and all their Nourish, Facebooks, Ichbeis, whatever they call them. So then the next guy also does something. He was Nisraf. Yeah, so it'll also be Nisraf, or I won't be Nisraf, or he will be Nisraf. People do all sorts of crazy things. There was Amalek. Abi, take away the Yiras Hashem from the world. The Pachat from Hashem in the world. And Haman was Goyrein. Nafal Pachat HaYehudim Aleihem. And his letters were Goyrein because there was such a Zman. Took a long time. Everyone heard the Mordechai is Hoylech V'Godel. Kishoma Hoylech. He's on the Sarim Nafal Pachat Mordechai Aleihem. They're all scared. It was all v'nafach. When he went out after the first mishteh, sameach. Why? He was so happy that Esther only invited him and not Mordechai. So what's Mordechai soimich on now? And so he couldn't understand how was Mordechai not oimed lefonav. I mean, he might got a heart attack when he saw Mordechai didn't stand up. So he's up to gone. So he went and told his ayavim and Zeresh the whole thing and spoke it out. So they came up with this interesting eitzah. Yeah, so eitz gavoya chamishim amor. So then when you come the next day to the mishteh, you'll be eilemed cheshem. You'll be able to see Mordechai swinging on the gallows. And every time you get a little trauma from yesterday when you saw Mordechai didn't stand up for you and didn't mishtachave for you, you'll be able to look out the window and see him. Ah, gewaldig, I was matzliach. But only because the gallows could be seen from the palace. When Chavoyna pointed out, Hine, ho'eitz, here, your majesty, ain't a doime, riel, eshmiah. That was also Chayzim. How did Charvayna know? Because when he came back after the morning, when he had to take around Mordechai, and they all said to him, what happened? Mislama, there were people, it was all Dion, and there were people who were bad Mordechai, and there were people against Mordechai. He said, no. It's Kol Asher Karo. Oh, Mr. Mikre. No, it was only Mikre. You don't need to cut down the gallows. And they said, yes, you do. Cut it down. This is Yidden. This is Hashkocha. No, it's not Hashkocha. It's Mikre. It's Mikre. It's Stam. It happened. It's Stam. It happened. And they had a whole argument. And Charvona came and took him off to the palace for the Mishteh. Hearing the whole argument, I can still kill Mordechai. Mr. Korcha, Mr. Mikre, look what happens to him. V'chule, oid kama in yonim. What do we hear from this, Rabbi Yisai? We don't hear Mikre. We're Yidden. We hear, and the Yidden in the Purim heard, how can there be so many mikrim, kol kach tchufim? It must be the Rabbeinu Shalom. Dahainu, we see there's no mikre. Everything that looks like mikre is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one balabas, and the Rabbeinu Shalom's running everything. There's no mikre in the world. There's no teva in the world. Hashem hu Elokim. That's what's in this gale. Chol Yitracht. Mikre is gematria shekocha. Ashrei ha'om shekocha loy. Ashrei ha'om she'ashem elukov. You know, when we first came to Eretz Yisrael, it used to be a very popular thing, Israelis, when you said lama. So they answered kacha. Bocha asked some Israeli, and he said, "Vashalti lama? Lama tao mer kacha? Kacha?" So he said, "I love Yivin." And he said, "Po ba'aretz hatshuva lama se kacha. The answer to lama is kacha." What's kacha? Ashrei om shekocha loy. Mikre is ours. Shekocha's mikre. Ashrei om she'ashem elokov. That's Purim. That's what we saw from Purim. So the Maral, the fact that the neshamis of these ten rishoyim was yotzei bevas achas is a pele. All right, they hung them one after the other. But it was min hashamayim, the Eibish that wanted to show achdusay is barach shemay. Everything is echad. Mitzad the guf, hang them all one under the other. It's all achdus Hashem. The neshamas yoytzei, that's min hashamayim. The Eibishter took the neshamas away. He took them away 1 second, because that's achdusa yisbarach. Zman the Rabbeinu Shalom made. That's not separate from the Eibishter. He made it in 1 second. And this whole event is the gilui of achdusa yisbarach. That's why it's a shira. It's a shira. Aba shira, which is a different type of shira. Ariach al gabi ariach, leveino al gabi leveino. It should be finished. Shlo yetet kuma lemapaloso. Before Shem saying Hazinu, there's also the ultimate gilu yichuda is in Hazinu, says the Das Tunis. When all the kfira will be finished, and we'll know Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. That's the Yisod of Purim. Purim is a gilui of Hashem Hu Elokim. Purim is a gilui. We came to have a hakara that Hashem Hu Elokim. And that's the Purim. It's a poor, it wasn't a goyro, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu being poel in everything that happened, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right from the very beginning, this Mishagasa, the Melech had to go and make this Kisei. The Eibishta gave him the Mishagas. The Eibishta gave the Vashti a Mishagas to make them the Mishten Noshim, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. It's all Haman's called Memuchan right at the very beginning. Why? Because he's Memuchan for his death. He just doesn't realize it. Einoid milavado, there's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. We come back to the Mishkan. There's an interesting pasuk, the end of Shishi in the parasha. V'shochanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'yis Elohim lelukim, shchina b'tachtoinim, v'yis Elohim lelukim, I will be Elohim. I will run everything. V'yodu, ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. Asher tzeis yosam meretz Mitzrayim, l'shochni besoicham, ani Hashem Elokeihem. Frek the Orachayim. What's the kefel aloshen? V'yodu ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. Well, you have to finish ani Hashem Elokeihem again. I am Hashem Elokeihem. Ramban learns that the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Shechina should be betachtoinim. The Shechina should be with us. Rashi learns, it's not so different, but it's different. About Kolponim, Voshtei Do, twice, V'yodu, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeihem, says, V'shechanti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, V'yisi Lohem L'Elokeihem. That's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan. It's all tali if they know. Do Klal Yisrael realize that I'm here? Whether we know it or we don't know it. Whether we like it or we don't like it. Hashem hu Elokim. Aber the ganze tachlis of Mishkan. The ganze tachlis of our mitzvahs. Our avodah. Our learning. Our davening, our mitzvahs, the ganz tachlis of Purim is to be makir. We should have that hakara. Avad Hashem is Elokei Haloritz Kavoyidoi. But we need to know that. Because if we don't realize that, then the Eibishter's manhig us with Ashkoch of Teva. But that's not what the Eibishter wants. Leo is Lochem Lelukim. The Rebbe Shlomo will be manning us in a way which is his hanhoger. Teva's bottle of mevutl. Teva's just a kli which the Rebbe Shlomo will use. These mikrim and mikrim and mikrim. And v'yadu. Yani Hashem Elokeihem. The Mishkan comes. V'yadu. She'ud seisi yosam eretz Mitzrayim. L'shochni b'soicham. We have to know that, Rabbi Yisrael. Ken Zayin. In my riv, when we gobble off the brachas, maybe in these days we'll have a shtickle, tie a shtickle in his bonus what we're saying. All right, if we don't say it with any type of kavanah, then there's no v'yadu chas v'shalom. I want to quote what he says over there in the Hemshech, the Arachayim. Chas v'shalom. But if we be yodea, we finish our krishma, taklis yitzias mitzayim, liyos lochem lelokim, ani Hashem elokeichem. That's the whole yisod of krishma. We say, this is emes, v'emunah kol zos v'kayim aleinu, Ki hu Hashem Elokeinu ve'ein zulasai. Va'anachnu Yisrael amoi. We realize that the Eibishter is manhigaz in such a way, there's claw, there's no teva, there's no mikra, ashiyom shekoch aloi. And we bring five yesoidas. And these five yesoidas in these days, we can be mechavin. Apodenu miad melochim, achashverosh. Balkeinu, agoleinu mikaf kol he'aritzim, even mehoman. Haman is called an Adam. Bekum aleinu Adam. Zok the Gemara Adam velo Melech. So the Maral, because a Melech could never be goyzer directly, such a gzera, but an Adam can. The Eibishus Matzlas miyad Melochim. Malkeinu ago aleinu mikaf kol hearitzim. Hokela nifra lanu mitzareinu v'amshalim gmul cholen oive nafsheinu. Ay, the midah keneged midah. What happened in Purim? It goes through the Megillah Niflois Adin Mispar. Asom Nafsheinu Bachayim Veloy Nosan Lamoy Traglein. I was thinking a few weeks ago when the earthquake and this tremor and that tremor and another earthquake and another thing. 2 days ago they felt another tremor here in Eretz Yisrael. Asom nafshenu b'chayim v'loy nosan lamoy traglinu. Amadricheinu abom isoyveinu v'yorim karneinu al kol soneinu. That's what happened in Purim. And the riots, how do we know? It's not sofek. We're not at Malekim. The riots brewers for this hanhoga is what happened in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Oh, but we bring it into our Emes ve'emuna kolzus ve'kayim aleinu, ki hu Hashem Elokeinu ve'ein zulasai. What type of Purim we going to have, Rabbi Yisai? A Purim mole hakoras hatoiv to the Eibishter? Are we going to behave and give him back a tremendous hakoras hatoiv, what the Eibishter's here? Are we going to be mikre like a Amalekim? Chas v'shalom.